Right, oh yes, don't put your finger over that.
I see a shiny on my finger. It's not gone yet.
Has it not gone yet? Tweenie's not gone home yet?
No, it's not.
What's that, Thomas, on the television? Is it the Tweenie clock?
Yes.
What do they say?
Tweenie clock, where we're stuck.
Tweenie clock, where we're stuck. You're going to tell Dimitri about yesterday when we went to Bethany's house. What did you find on Jill and Bethany's bed, or Jill's bed?
There's a bed and not found anything. Bethany done a poo mist.
Yes, no, I wasn't talking about that. She did do that.
Yeah.
No, but we went up to say, oh look, you've got one just like that outside, haven't you? Just like that, in the garden. No, yesterday you went upstairs to the bathroom and you peeped in Jill's bedroom, Bethany's mummy's bedroom, which you shouldn't really have done. And on the bed, there was a big windmill like the Tweenie clock, and you brought it downstairs.
It's going down now.
Is it all finished?
Yeah.
Well, when they finish, shall we turn it off? Because we can't hear it anyway, can we? Are you dancing? What do they sing?
Bella do wrist at that.
Does Bella dance like that?
Yes.
Right, so you're going to turn the television off now, please.
Caterpillar
trail, yes.
No. Bodger and Badger tricks.
Bodger and Badger?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's nothing there that you really like, Thomas. Oh, is that what you were asking me for today? Okie dokie?
Yeah.
Oh. You asked me if we could watch the Okie Dokie video and I haven't a clue what you were talking about, and I thought you meant the Hokey Cokey song on the song video, and you got very upset when I put it on. There's a programme called Okie Dokie, is there?
Yeah.
What's Okie Dokie about?
My phone.
Let's turn it off now.
No,
there's nothing on that we want
to watch. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh? All right, well, we'll... No, it's the Caterpillar Trail one. That's for much older children, Thomas, isn't it?
Not like that.
No, that's all right. That's a good point. So come on, tell me about Okie Dokie. Because I don't know what Okie Dokie is. And I thought you were saying Hokey Cokey.
Hokey Cokey?
What's Okie Dokie about?
My boy, my Disney man.
No, what did we say before about the cushions?
My Disney man welcome.
No, we said before not to
do
this.
My dustbin man!
I'd like the dustbin man to tell you all about Okie Dokie. Has it got little hedgehogs or little squirrels or little mice in it?
No.
Oh, because there's something you were engrossed in the other day.
It's a little mouse.
A little mouse? Has it got a little mouse in it? Has it? And what do they do, the little mice? What do they do? What do you mean? Thomas, we had this discussion before, didn't we?
I was like, just remember.
No, Mummy and Daddy are not happy about you messing about the chairs and the cushions. Especially last night when we had visitors. It wasn't nice, was it? Who came last night for dinner?
Came back.
Who came for dinner?
No.
Do Sister Eileen.
Not Sister Eileen, no.
She did. She was singing with you.
No,
you were also dancing.
No.
And playing postman.
No.
What else did you do?
I don't know.
Didn't you know? Talking of playing postman, I've got something for you. It's upstairs, though.
Yeah.
Will you sit and wait for me, please?
Yes.
Talk to Dimitri while I'm gone. I just realised what we've got upstairs.
Let me go. Got something upstairs.
What have you got upstairs?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm just seeing my
What is Mummy going to bring from upstairs?
I don't know. I want to see her.
No, downstairs, Tom.
Oh. Me and Dimitri are being come downstairs. It's this red shirt.
What's this?
A red shirt.
A red shirt? A red shirt? No, it's not. Mummy found this in the loft when she was clearing things out the other week. It's got Mum's name on it.
It's got one on that.
Yes, it's a postbox. When Mummy was a
student... Look, but it's a postbox.
Yes. When Mummy was a student, she used to have that hung on the back of the door.
Yes. And then it's some sort of like... both brought me there.
I used to put all my dirty clothes in it, and I thought, ah, now that's going to be good for a dirty little boy when he's getting undressed at night.
Let's go.
Do you think you put your clothes in that at night? It's ready for washing?
No. I just put my
porcelain
pot in a bit.
Yes, well, shall we hang it up there like this? It really goes, it hangs on the back of a door, but... and it says, postbox, post your dirty clothes today. Times of posting at bedtime every day, at bath time
my
every day. That's all of the times when dirty. Shall we get the letters?
Yes.
So
I lost the letters! Look, the letters!
It's actually, now I'm looking at it, it needs a jolly good wash, doesn't it? It's a bit dirty.
Not a bit dirty.
But it's been in the loft for a long time. It's a long, long time since Mum was a student.
Not the letters.
But I thought that would be good at the back of your bedroom door, and we can change the word Jean at the bottom to read Thomas, can't we?
My phone is a post bag. Post bag.
Is it a post bag?
Yeah.
There's no back on it.
No.
When you want to get them out, you've got to put your hand on. Like Postman Pat does in his sack.
And some more letters, please. Just to put some new shiny ones later.
Yes.
The dog
poo. So do you think you'd like that in your bedroom?
Mm.
The back of your door?
Yes.
And then when you're getting undressed at night, what could we put in it, Thomas?
Letters.
Well, no, not letters. Dirty clothes?
No.
Well, that's what it's for, really. It's a laundry sack.
Postman Pat, Dr. Bostel.
Has he?
Yeah. Put in it.
Yes.
And another fossil.
Yes.
There's chocolates in it.
Chocolates in that one?
Yeah.
Oh, don't post that. Let's share them.
No.
Oh, please.
I'm going to put them in my van.
Okay.
My post bag.
It's a nice post bag, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got to use the post box later on.
This is my post bag.
So we've got some letters to post, haven't we?
Yeah.
Have you got the post bag?
Yes.
And a post bag?
Yes, post bag, yes. He says it's all full. But nearly full in the doggy poo.
Nearly full in the doggy poo?
Doggy poo.
Oh no. When did that happen?
I'm not on my slippers. No, I just put it on.
I think you're just making up stories, Thomas. It's never happened to a one, has it? You're just like saying it to shock us.
I just put it on your shirt, Mummy.
You put it on my shirt?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound nice, does it? If you put it on my shirt, I shall take it off and put it straight in the laundry bag.
Well, I'll put it on you.
Oh, be careful.
And put your doggy on your shirt.
You're not the sort of boy
Michael's
I want to
kissing
Mitra. Oh, I don't think Mitra wants you kissing her where you're talking. Oh, this is quite nice.
Yeah.
And a little rock.
You're Jess.
Am I Jess? Oh, well, that's what pussycats like to do, isn't it? Relax in chairs.
They are the city.
Who's
on
the
city?
Who's on the city?
Oday.
Oh, that Jess one?
Yes.
Oh no, I think Jess is in your cot. No, Jess is upstairs, isn't she?
Yeah.
Do you want Jess as well?
Yeah.
All right, wait there again.
Was that the one?
The
bank. Gate. Not on the gate, now that's a fork!
It wasn't the gate?
I don't like it.
What do you not like?
I don't like gates.
You don't like gates?
No. No, mash it.
I bet you don't like gates because they stop you going where you want to go, don't they?
I'm not leaving the light bulb now, Pat. I'm not leaving Postman Pat.
Well, I'll hold him then.
Yeah. Postman Pat a bit poorly.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh dear, well, we're lying there then. If he's a bit poorly, you can have a little rest, can't he? Poor Postman Pat.
Tripping the doggy poo, actually.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh dear. He's slipping break his leg.
Where's you saw my neck?
Is she comfortable there?
Yeah.
She looks very nice and comfortable. Oh.
If only you were so gentle with Birdie.
Look, I tell you, look, I tell you her on her back.
Yes, that looks more like what you do to Birdie. Pull her tail and hold her upside down, yeah.
Upside down.
Is he a bit better now?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, so he doesn't need to lie down anymore.
But just in the
pillow. Oh, just in the pillow. Yeah. Pat. But, oh, he's collapsed with shock. Oh, well, look, there's baby Miles. Oh, look, baby Miles.
Yeah.
Rachel's just putting him in the car.
Oh, I can't see the van. Oh, yeah.
Can you see him now?
Down the pit floor.
Pardon?
Down the pit floor.
She's going for some petrol?
Yeah.
All right.
In the car.
She's going in the car to fill up with petrol.
Yeah. It's got iron up for you, Jess.
Is that where they've come from, the post box? I found two tickets on the floor this morning, raffle tickets. I thought Daddy had dropped them. But obviously...
Two pieces, Jess.
Oh, thank you. I'm Jess, aren't I? But obviously they're just raffle tickets that we've put in your postbox. Thomas Postman Pat's a little bit upset. He's crying. Do you know why?
My postman Pat?
He doesn't know where Jess has gone.
Yeah.
He's heard a rumour that she's fallen in the postbox.
Heard that.
He's very, very upset.
Yes. Heard that. I need to go to bed. Postman Pat wants to go to bed.
He wants to go to bed again?
I like Postman Pat pillow.
Oh, he's lying on the pillow, is he?
Yes.
Can I move these tickets or do I have to keep them here?
They belong to you.
Right, why do I need to keep the tickets on, Thomas?
I don't know.
Oh, but I just do.
I just find yes, I put them back.
Yes, because he's terribly upset. Oh, that's much better. He will be pleased to see her. Oh, look. Oh, look, he's so happy now.
I put them back.
That's why they say in the song, Patty is a really happy man.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
In your letter bag, I've already got your Postman Pat.
You're doing Postman Pat's work for him, aren't you, when he's not feeling too well?
Aha! I found another one!
More tickets! Ooh, am I first prize in the raffle?
Yes!
Right, okay.
You're an animal, I'm a bear.
I'm an animal, I'm a big bear, am I?
Ooh. It's not a little bear. It's not a lot of foods. They're not like big bears.
You don't like big bears?
No.
Well, if I'm the big bear, you better be nice to me then, haven't you?
Yes. No, so I'm the big bear. Now my holiday.
What about your holiday, Tom?
Lots of big bears.
Were there lots of big bears when we went on holiday?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see any.
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
There.
Up there?
Yes.
Oh, we didn't go on our holidays up there, did we?
No.
Where did we go?
John Lewis.
To John Lewis for our holidays, right.
Okay. Just put him in our both bags.
You can certainly, John Lewis.
Bad, yes.
Oh, bye-bye. We're going on holiday again, aren't we, in June?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Stockport.
To Stockport, right. Okay. We're going on an aeroplane?
Yeah.
And who's coming with us?
I don't know. Postman Pat and Jess.
Fair enough. Well, they came last time, didn't they?
Hmm?
But these Postman Pat boys, because mummy bought Postman Pat and wrapped him up and took him in a hand luggage so that when you were on the aeroplane, he had something to look at. And we couldn't find him, could we?
No.
So he came to Spain. I can't remember when the Jess did. She perhaps did, because she's a neck hugger, isn't she?
Yes.
And really, she's for travelling. That's why we bought her in the first place. Because when you were a baby, you used to sit in the car. When you went to sleep, your head fell forward. So we possibly did take Jess. And we certainly took Poe, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because Poe sat on the aeroplane with us, didn't she?
Yes.
She didn't have a seat to herself, though, did she?
No.
She sat on your knee. Who's that, Thomas? What's on the front of that card that you've got in your hand?
My little red card.
What's on it?
My lampshade.
A big lampshade?
Yeah.
Is it a teddy bear holding a lantern?
No, this is a lantern shade.
It's a what, darling? A lampshade?
Lampshade.
A lampshade.
Yeah. Was my pet Paul finished?
He's all finished, is he?
Yes, I can't see the date. This post box out. Was it letters?
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm not taking them out now.
You look like Father Christmas with his big sack.
Yeah, no.
Don't you?
I'm more like Postman Pat to me.
It's more like, he does look like, more like Postman Pat to me as well, because I'm just saying he's on a big sack like Santa.
Magazine.
Two. Are these letters for the twins?
Yes.
You're talking about the episode of Postman Pat when he arrived at Mrs. Pottage's house.
Yes.
And Mrs. Pottage had a magazine and he gave two letters, one each, to the twins.
Yes.
You've actually given me three here.
There's more now.
Look, what's that a picture of?
Church.
Church covered in snow.
Yes.
Look, Thomas, can you see somebody, it might be the postman, has walked past the church. Can you see all the footprints in the snow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some more letters. Oh, I should spend all my time reading letters.
Yes!
What about me? Is there anything more for me?
Yeah.
Great.
There's a postbox. Letter sacks running down the floor. Get more letters up.
Thank you.
You can get the letters out more easily on the floor. And whose house do you think the postman will be visiting on Saturday with lots of letters?
Lots of parcels.
Oh, but somebody we know has a
birthday on Saturday. And lots of letters and lots of parcels.
Yes, and who will he be taking lots of letters and parcels to?
It's probably down for bank.
Is that the mail train?
Mm.
Who has a birthday to us on Saturday?
It's Isabel.
Isabel is three on Saturday, isn't she? So do you think Postman Pat will be going to her house?
Yeah.
Pretend that Isabel's sitting there.
Yeah.
Deliver some letters to Isabel for her birthday. Let's see what she's getting.
Two letters.
We can pretend the balloons, Isabel, can't. No, she's waiting.
I'm going to pack some letters. Isabel waiting.
Is Isabel waiting? Yes. And she'll be expecting some very special letters, won't she? Because it's a very special day.
Oh. Here is your military car.
Is it a military car? Mm. Oh, yes, I can as well.
It worried about.
Oh, that's kind. Oh, she is pleased. Was it just one letter she had?
Yeah.
Oh, well, perhaps more will come on Monday.
Yes.
I bet she got some letters.
Don't leave my van out.
Oh, no, come here, darling, please.
Don't leave my van.
No, the van's in the garage. No, it's being serviced. No, it's not working. No, Jess, you've forgotten Jess. Anyway, Jess is here.
Just put it in my sack.
I think that you're trying to get away without delivering all those letters. Ooh. Come on. There's more in your sack for Isabel. I know there is.
Well,
She's got one, but it's a verte. She's got a lot more to come. Come on, have another look in that sack. Let's see.
Just lots of bottles.
Could I have a look in there and just double check if there's anything else visible? I'm sure there is.
Yeah. Lots of letters and bottles. Lots of parcels for them.
And you were going to sneak back to your van and put that sack in your van without delivering all those parcels to Isabel. I call that cheeky and lazy.
Yes.
And it's a little bit naughty, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't do much, not just like it, yes.
Jess has to help, doesn't she?
First one, Pat.
Yeah.
I have a card for Isabel.
I don't want to learn about them. The parcel in the George or they long. My dad's very better now.
Your van's very better now, is it?
Yes.
Oh, now you see, you were kidding Isabel when you said there was only one, weren't you?
Yes.
And I know that Dimitra's got a little for Isabel.
Could you deliver it?
Little. And that's what I've also read about. I've not heard another one from mummy.
Because another one from mummy.
I can't see one. Just a check. Just one.
Shall I just check?
Yeah, and then big one.
A big one?
Yeah.
Well, do you think that's for me?
Yeah.
Oh, it says to Thomas on it. It's for you. Let me have another look. I'll see. This would be nice if the postman came. You could pop your hand in and say, "Oh, I'll have this one because I'd take all the ones that looked exciting."
Ooh.
And leave the brown ones behind. Oh yeah, that sounds like one I should be having.
Ooh.
And oh, that one says Jean on it. Look in Daddy's handwriting.
Ooh.
What do you think Daddy gave Mummy in a nice envelope like that?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Put it in my sack.
Please can I post those?
Yes. Okay.
Whoops the daisy. Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got stamps and all sorts.
Here's talk.
Matt, I think Dimitra might have something. Something she wants to post or something she wants to deliver.
Could you post that? Could you deliver that to Isabel, please?
Yeah, okay. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Does that mean you can do it yourself?
Sit on a bench.
Oh, are you sitting on a bench? Oh, you've worked very, very hard, haven't you?
Mm.
I think you deserve a little rest, perhaps.
Put that dress around his neck.
You need to keep him nice and warm, won't it?
There's no bell.
I don't think it was. I think it was your Teletubby plaything. I think we must have just touched it.
And no, anybody's got shit.
I don't know where it is, but I think that's what the noise was.
I just see it.
Oh, is it there? Oh, that's what it
behind
is.
Behind my letters.
Oh, behind your letters. Oh, it's going in the post box now, is it? Be careful, Isabel's going to tumble in there.
Yes.
Let's sit in there.
What's all that doing? There's a letter in lots of bottles, and it's about my sack.
Or perhaps the letters now that you're putting in your sack are all the thank you letters that Isabel has written to thank people for their cards and presents. Do you think that's right?
Yeah.
Right.
There's an unpacking. Lick lock thing. Yeah. My van's very bitter.
Your van's very better.
I'm going to go in it now.
You want to go in it now? Well, shall we get this van out? How about getting this van out?
Yes, of course.
So easy.
Yes. Just my Bobber Builder hat in it.
Oh, it's got your Bobber Builder hat. Well, we don't need that, do we?
No.
Do with wearing a...
Look!
Oh, very good. Yes, you could do it with a little cap on your postman hat.
And then see all these letters in my back.
Yes.
Mm.
delivering all the mail.
Delivering all the mail?
Yes. Delivering my van now. Bye. Watch me, Mum. Watch me.
I'm watching you, yes. Would you like to help you?
No, thanks.
All right, I'll just sit down.
Just put it on. Look at it, my post bag's all flattened down.
Blooming heck, my post bag is all flattened down.
It's blown me all out. Taking all the mail out.
It's all the mail out. Taking all the mail out of you. Be careful with the tiny tubby toy. Shall we move that before it gets troubling?
Yeah.
Put them on the floor gently.
Yeah. Just a little more.
Just a little more. Have some more in there. I think perhaps it's just the coat hanger that's hanging the bag up. Oops, I'm on my foot.
Sorry.
It's quite all right. That's a superb post box, though, isn't it, Thomas?
Mm. Put it on it, on here. And we'll take it away.
Right.
Put it on there.
I think it's a little bit too big, really. You're not going to be able to ride your van, are you?
Put it on.
Shall we see if it'll hook onto the back? And yeah. Then you can perhaps drive off.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens here. Because there is a little hole there, you see, where we normally put the pole when we're taking you for a walk outside. How's that? Oh, look at that. Now you can fill that up with letters and take it along with you, can't you?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not
That's quite all right.
I got a trailer on the back.
Yes, you've got a trailer on the back now, haven't you, postman Pat? It's a very nice trailer.
Yes.
But we will have to change the name on the bottom, won't we?
Okay.
We'll either put Postman Pat or Thomas on it. What do you think?
That's better.
It would be better, wouldn't it?
I'm driving off now.
You're driving off now, yes?
Yes. Beep.
Oh, look at that. Wow.
The ball down there.
Yes.
I've got to run. Richard.
Got to run to get them?
Yes. I didn't just move from half of the road.
You just jumped over the road?
Yeah.
You must be careful.
I've got a car on the man's van.
Best be careful. What do you do when we cross the road? We have to look right and left and right again and pull's clear.
And run!
Run. Now, I think it's quick march.
No.
But we don't do that unless the road's clear, do we?
No.
We don't just say it and still cross. We look.
We look.
We only say it if it goes. Oh, oh that's nice.
Another one?
Yes, just this one. I don't like it.
You don't like that one?
No.
That's why I can have it. Is that funny?
Yes. They kiss down my back on the trailer. I push my pants there better.
He's very better.
I like push my pants nose.
You like his nose?
Yes.
I don't think he's going to be much better, Thomas, if you dropped him in the trailer and put him more things on top of him.
Yes.
Can he not sit here? Driving?
Well, I'm the driver on it.
You're the driver on this, are you?
Yes.
Okay, well, can he not sit in the back there?
I just put it down here.
Oh, I know you have, but I just don't think it's very kind, Thomas, that's all.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it?
If you wear my driver's suit.
Pardon? You're waving at me.
And my letter. What are your...
What did you say? You want to do something with me?
No, I just say yes. I have a stand up in another post box.
You're standing up in another post box?
The team at Coda just say they are just made no more strawberries later.
Oh, you are not having any more strawberries, you cheeky monkey.
A day more later.
Yes, for tea. Because Daddy's got to have some. What happened last night? Come remind me and tell Dimitri what happened.
Yeah.
Sister Eileen came for a meal last night. And what did you do? We gave her strawberries for dessert.
And me. And you.
Yes, so it was just the three of us. And she was talking to Mummy. Oh. And she had one strawberry left on her plate. And what happened to it?
This is it.
You pinched it and ate it, didn't you? Oh, Thomas and she's a nun. How naughty, pinching strawberries from a nun.
Yes.
Well, that's not nice, is it?
No.
Never mind. She forgave you, didn't she? Oh, you've been very affectionate.
And there's a big nose.
Who's got a big nose?
Both my pet and got a big wheel nose.
He really has got a big nose. Hasn't you noticed this about him yet? Yes. Extremely nosy, isn't he?
Yes.
Almost as big as Mummy's.
We're like me.
Is he like you?
Yes.
We're nosy, aren't we?
Oops. Yes. Is he going in the post box?
Yes. Funny. The world was not for them. Like my bottom road, look, that stone all over my family sand water.
What about your family sand water?
All over the bank. All over the bank. Wash thing.
Thomas, what are you talking about?
Climbing up here.
You're climbing up there? You've got to be very careful with it because it's quite delicate.
Hello. Hello.
Is this a Christmas card?
Mm-hmm. It's not the light on. Yeah. Look, Daddy Rod.
Daddy Rod? Oh, I think that's Joseph. That's Mary and Joseph and Baby Jesus.
I can't see Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus is there. Asleep in the manger.
More like Daddy Rod to me.
Does he look more like Daddy Rod to you? It's more like Isabel's daddy, doesn't it? Oh, it's Peterborough Cathedral, the Christmas crypt on the special towel rod.
Okay, stop it! Put my pants in. Put my pants in. Stop it, that's
mine. Oh, put your pants in. Stop it, that's why. Right, okay.
Another big hug. You're giving me lots of big hugs today.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
She's having a little problem.
You're having a picnic and there's a little problem?
Yeah.
What's the little problem, Thomas?
Look.
We haven't brought any food.
Look, for Christmas.
I think it's a garden gnome, Thomas. It's like Norman the gnome and Norris the gnome.
No. Just my little sack. More like Daddy Rod to bash me.
It's more like Daddy Rod than that.
To bash me.
Bash him?
Yeah. Taking my pick over.
Oh, be careful. What are you getting?
I'm not getting anything.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm getting my crispy box.
Oh, you're getting your Rice Krispie box. That's all right. That's fine. Yes, be careful of the wire. Be careful. What are you going to do with your Rice Krispie box?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Put my book in it.
Oh, you're going to put your book in it, right? Well, we can't see you over there. Let's come here. Yeah. You get Dimitri can't stretch your head all that way and see. Yeah. Sit. Oh, right.
not what? Yes?
It's not fixed.
It's not fixed.
Yeah.
It's not fixed, you mean?
Yeah.
Excuse me, get your finger out of my jumper. Because two can play at that game.
Yes! Do the game.
I shall tip you up. And I shall put my hand there and I shall tickle, tickle, tickle. Have you brushed your teeth today?
No.
I don't think you have actually. I think you forgot, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh dear, they're the worst thing yesterday, isn't it? About brushing your teeth. You always brush yours, don't you? Apart from this morning.
And then I meant to do it after lunch and we forgot again.
Well, sometimes they're cross now and
they're all rough. Oh, Betty's very cross, yes.
Why is he cross?
Well, probably because he's in the post box and there's all these letters everywhere.
Oh no. Oh, so you just can't.
Put them on the tree.
Put them on the tree?
Yes.
Which tree?
This tree.
What tree, darling?
Your big tree.
Am I having a big tree?
Your big tree.
You are a big tree. Oh. Oh, this is nice. This is a book about animals.
Ready for two, three. Go. Big elephant. The elephant, Mitra.
Oh. Yeah, show Dimitra what's in the book.
No water.
No, it's not squirting water, is it, the elephant? There's no water.
No elephant, no
it's an
water.
What's
this?
That's what's been taught.
Hey, what's this?
That's a spider. Ooh. Don't like spiders.
What's this?
Little wriggly worms.
What's this?
It's a frog.
But the crocodile.
Where's the crocodile?
There.
Ooh, what does the crocodile do? Snap. Oh. It goes snap in its teeth, doesn't it? You have to be careful.
Mm.
That's what it did to the cheeky monkeys, didn't it? The cheeky monkeys were swinging in the trees, teasing the crocodiles. You can't catch me. Along came a crocodile, as sneaky as can be, and...
Snap!
Went the crocodile.
Oh, dear me.
We started off with five cheeky monkeys, then we went down to four, to three, to two, to one, and then no cheeky monkeys left because the crocodiles had happened all, hadn't they?
You can't see Daddy.
No, Daddy's just telephoned to say he's on his way home. He's finished early. But what time did Daddy go to work this morning?
Daddy's not finished his jobs.
Betty has, because it was 5:15 this morning when our alarm clock went off and Daddy left for work at 6:00.
No, a big yellow fish.
Big yellow fish, because he has lots and lots and lots of jobs to do, so I think he's doing very well.
Where?
At 5:20, so just be finishing, don't you? It's a long day.
No.
So it's got to be nice that Daddy comes home, he's got a great time. And we've got to say, dear Daddy, please, will you take us in the car to Tesco, because...
Lots of green fishes.
Green fishes. It's called a carp.
Yeah.
That's a carp, and that's a trout. Because Mummy and Thomas really couldn't be bothered to walk today in the rain. We were a bit naughty, weren't we?
Yeah.
But we can't carry such a lot when we're walking anyway, can we?
No.
Yeah. What Daddy takes is Daddy pays for you, doesn't he?
I did see something now.
What's she getting?
I know, and not anything.
Well, shall we start picking these letters up?
No.
Shall we all help? We can have it done quickly.
No.
No.
What would you like to do? Would you like to do jump?
Yeah. Okay. Can I jump? Oh, no.
You don't want to do the bottom of your box, that's all.
Yes.
No.
Yep. Jump up.
Exciting. It's like a trampoline, isn't it?
It's a brick.
Is this a brick? A big red brick. How lovely.
I'm Bob the Builder.
You're Bob the Builder. You're bouncy Bob the Builder, aren't you? I've not seen Bob the Builder do that. Is that what he does with his bricks?
No, a big job for you, George Rudd.
He's doing a big job?
Yeah.
What's he building?
Big house.
A big house. Oh, gosh.
A real house? A Murray's house.
Oh, is he building me a really nice big house?
Thomas house.
A Thomas
house? For the justice.
Is that enough now? Yeah. Shall I get my toys then?
No. I'm not like my Thomas toys.
Oh, Thomas, how do you know you don't like them? You've not seen them this week.
No. I've got different toys this week.
You always complain when she doesn't bring anything. Yeah. Now she has, she's complaining.
Come on. I'm gonna jump on the bricks.
I'm gonna jump on the bricks.
There's more.
More?
Yes.
You're jumping high in the sky, aren't you?
Shall I hold you from there? Just a second. Maybe here.
That's you.
Did you say got to you?
Yes, yeah, got you.
Catch you.
Catch you.
I'm a snake.
You're a snake? Oh yes, Thomas has spent most of, I think it was yesterday, pretending to be a snake. Oh, darling, do be careful, please. Oh, I've not seen a snake, we've liked that before.
Are you sure you don't want to see my toys?
You know what'll happen? Dimitri will go home and you'll say, I didn't see her toys.
Yeah.
Won't you? Yes. Well, let's have a look at them.
My toys.
I'll start putting these in.
Oh, baby, digger.
Would you like to have a look?
Yeah.
Shall I bring them then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not playing them.
No, you're not going to play them.
Not throw them away.
Oh, all right, I won't post them away. All right.
Okay, you can have a look, and if you don't want to play, you don't play.
Oh, Thomas, no. Oh, who's that?
A dummy.
A dummy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she got some clothes.
No. I've got this. And a ladder.
A ladder?
Farmer Sam's.
Is it Farmer Sam's ladder? Thomas, just be a bit more gentle.
No.
Horses, Thomas, you want to see these toys?
Just read that to Mummy's over there. Just read that to Mummy. Hello, Mum.
Hello, Thomas. Oh, sorry, is it Bob the Builder?
Yes.
Hello, Bob. What are you building?
Big house.
Are you?
Yes, and my dad is over there.
Mummy's playing with the dolly.
Mm. Oh. Hello, Mum.
Hello, Bob. This could be Wendy, couldn't it? Bob's wife. Oh, you like her, don't you? She looks like Bethany, actually.
Yeah.
Bethany has dark hair, and she wears it like that, doesn't she?
Ha ha. I found something!
Yes. What's this?
It's a ring.
It's a ring.
A ring.
What about a builder's ring? You can make a little pen, Thomas, to put all the animals in, couldn't you?
No.
A paddock.
Paddock.
A paddock.
No.
A paddock.
No.
It's all those animals.
Is that funny?
Oh, I see who's laughing when he's putting my way down.
Put them in my train. My big train.
You like those, don't you? What? Well, look, your digger's over there. By the fire guard.
Yes.
So that's an exciting thing, isn't it?
Yes.
You're a very lucky boy, aren't you? All these things.
Not
the bigger man lots. Oh, what's my satchel? Oh, a racing
car. Yes. I think you want something, Mika.
Pardon?
Treading or something. Just treading on your toy.
Yes, you're treading on your toys, Dimitri. Be careful.
Oh,
treading on your toys.
They break them.
Might break them. Is that what you said? Dimitri might break them. That's clever, isn't it?
It's Wendy over there.
Wendy's over there, yes. Oh, she looks like she's fallen over, Thomas.
Yes.
Well, you're supposed to laugh. You're supposed to rush and help her and pick her up.
Yeah.
You say, and just look at Mammy.
And leave her there. Dougal's the dog is a character from the Tweenies, isn't it?
Not like him.
Don't you?
No.
What's Dougal's done to you? Why don't you like Dougal's?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Two lots of letters.
Oh, yes, look. Dimitri's building a paddock.
Paddock. Building a paddock. Oh, Saturday morning.
You're singing, this is the way we build some ladders. Is that right? Build some ladders. This is the way we build some ladders on the Saturday morning.
You just can go up here.
Oh, I didn't realise they belong to the Lego stuff. That's nice.
Where's the fork?
See? And then you can use them like ladders.
Like a park.
Is it like the park?
Yeah.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Yes, the playground that we go to has a fence all the way around, isn't it?
That's all locked up.
That's all locked up at that side. You're quite right, Thomas. Yes, one side, there's a gate, which is padlocked, isn't it?
Padlock.
And what about the bit Demetra's putting in? Is that the normal gate?
No.
Oh, I thought that was where we went into the park.
Come back. Yes, it is up this way.
Yes, it opens in and out the gate at the pond, doesn't it?
Let me in, let me in.
Let me in, let me in.
Oh, right.
Like a pigsty.
Like a pigsty?
Yeah, pigsty. Was it shut?
Was it shut? Where's it closed?
Yeah.
We'll have to see if we can get some ladders, won't we?
Let me here.
Not a ladder, some fencing, I mean.
Lots of gates.
Lots of gates.
One's open. One's opening. Down.
I don't think those really do open to us. I think it's more like a fence that just stays still.
And another.
Oh. Another one.
And another.
Yes, another.
Put traps on here. Trap something on my head.
You tripped something under your head.
Yeah.
You mean you touched something with your head?
Yeah. I found something. Oh, funny. More like a football to me.
More like a what?
A football. More like a football to me. Any excuse for throwing?
Don't go throwing things. Not anyway, those pipes.
No, I forgot them.
Oh, dearie.
I'll bring them next time, I promise.
I don't have my name on. Doctors. Doctors always change me because I've got rings.
All right, yes.
Toe rings. If we want one.
Yes, please. Can I have a yellow one, please?
Yeah, okay.
And could I have a blue one,
thank
please?
You.
Okay. A pink one.
And you've got a pink one. That's very kind. Thank you so much, Thomas.
Too big.
I'm too big for the ring, am I?
Yeah.
Well, I can just pop it on the end of my little finger.
Yeah. New fashion.
Yes. Everybody.
Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody can do it, can't they?
I put him in my box. Like, put him in my box.
Okay, put him in your box, yes.
I put him in your box.
Which box are you putting him in, Thomas?
My big one.
Well, Demetrius brought a nice green box.
Yeah.
It would be nice in there, really, wouldn't it?
No.
What sort of box, Thomas? What sort of box?
I don't know.
Right, but you're going to find one.
A box.
Oh, yes, that's fine.
This box. Where's your ambulance?
Where's the ambulance?
The dentist.
What, sorry, Danny?
Dilius.
Dilius.
Which one? Dinander.
You are just making up words now, aren't you?
Dinander.
Dimitra, what?
Dinander.
Dinander?
Yes. Dinander. I like Menenders.
You like Menenders?
Yeah. Not like a coleslaw.
It's a coleslaw. Don't put it in your mouth. Thomas, what was that?
It's a biscuit.
It is. Where have you got that from?
On our floor.
But there was nothing.
I didn't see it.
There wasn't a biscuit. There wasn't a biscuit.
Wasn't there something? I didn't see anything.
I mean, he's eating something, but perhaps what it possibly was, he often puts food he's eating in those boxes. So it's very possible there's a bit of biscuit or something. I mean, anyway.
Baba Buddha's not smart. Baba Buddha's not smart is later.
Has he?
Yeah.
Lucky Bob the Builder.
Just put it in my loft. little car.
There's a little yellow ring there, darling.
Yeah.
Near the racing car. No, near the racing car there's a yellow ring. You see it?
Yeah.
No, before I thought you were saying delicious, because you say delicious, so you mean delicious, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, Ben's been terribly busy today, hasn't he?
Lucy.
Now that lady was Daddy phoning up again. It's a big problem.
I have my Smartie, Wendy.
You like your Smartie, Wendy?
You're Wendy.
Am I Wendy?
Yeah.
Well, I was Wendy when I got out of bed this morning, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I was Wendy, you were Bob, and Purdy was Pilcher the Pussycat.
Yeah. I've got jobs to do.
I bet you've got jobs to do, yes.
Can't
eat it. Oh, I can't eat it. You mustn't put them in your mouth. Thank you. They look like coloured polos, don't they? I wonder if you still do fruit polos. They used to do them. They're like boiled sweets, but they look like polos. Not in your mouth, Thomas.
More like sweets.
Thomas, not in your mouth. No, too small.
Too small like sweets.
Yes, they're like sweets, but they're not sweets. They'll make you poorly, won't they? What happened to Ben?
He just ate the money. Swallowed a money.
Ben swallowed a 5 pence piece and look what happened to Ben.
Yeah.
So you mustn't do anything like that, must you?
No.
No, otherwise, oh dear, big trouble.
Like Ben.
Yes, but it wasn't good, was it?
Did he go to the hospital?
Yes. Several times.
Check his teeth.
It wasn't just his teeth, there were lots of problems, weren't there?
Check his teeth. And then.
Well, Lynn had to take him, didn't she?
Yeah.
And she was terribly upset, and he was terribly upset, and Charlotte was upset, and Steve was upset. All because he swallowed a 5 pence piece. It's not worth it, is it?
No.
Not worth it at all.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to put this on my finger because it's a ring and that's what it's for.
You are smarty.
Thank you.
I'm a smarty too.
Would you? Well, if you promise me these don't go anywhere near your mouth,
no.
I'll get some Smarties, but you've got to promise me that first.
My shopping bag.
Is it your shopping bag?
Yeah, just two ones and a desert. It's one. My Barbuda's sitting, my Barbuda's on the ground. Not children's on the back.
You've got Pilchard on the back. Oh, I see. You're not Postman Pat anymore. You're Bob the Builder and you've got Pilchard the Pussycat on the back. Is that right?
Yeah. You're stopping Wendy doing it.
Oh, yes. Whatever you do, don't run over Wendy.
No.
Oh, otherwise, we'll be trouble, won't there?
Yeah. Just pick up a bit. So I won't just sit on the back when it's... Bertie.
Bertie? Bertie the worst?
Like mine.
It is like yours, isn't it? But it's not yours.
No.
Because I think if you look in your toy box, yours is here.
I'll not see mine.
No, well, it is, I promise you, it's there. We've lost the other one, haven't we? The one with the moving arms and legs, but...
Yeah.
Big box.
Real bean.
What did you say?
Real bean.
He's asking you where you've been.
Oh, I was at the university working hard.
Got in an ambulance.
No, she didn't go in an ambulance.
Yes.
Hope not, anyway.
No,
she was
just
working hard, but not that hard.
I had a computer.
Yeah.
And I was playing with a computer.
Oh.
If you could say that I was playing.
I'm literally going here.
I think we should have a word of advice.
My bubble shooter. My snake.
You're a snake now, are you? You are lots of things in a day. A postman part, you're a snake, you're Bob the Builder. And when we go to bed tonight, you'll be my baby boy, won't you?
Mm.
Because last night you said you weren't a big boy, Thomas. You were Mummy's baby boy.
Yeah.
Mummy's baby. You were very tired last night, weren't you?
Yeah, crying.
You were crying. You were crying because you were so tired.
Yeah.
We'd had a busy day, haven't we?
Yeah.